USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. A pastor was killed and 2 other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
The world has lost another musician. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
When you are... Jerry Marsden, lead singer of Jerry and the Pacemakers, has died after a short illness. The group he led helped define the Merseybeat sound in the 1960s, the same musical scene that produced the Beatles. They hit number one in the UK in 1963 with their first 3 singles, How Do You Do It, I Like It, and their most memorable song, You'll Never Walk Alone. That track has been adopted as a theme song for English soccer club Liverpool. Marsden was 78. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Trump is expected to give Representatives Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan the Presidential Medal of Freedom. On Monday, Nunes of California is expected to get the award. Jim Jordan is expected to receive his medal next week. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Politics will dominate the landscape this week. Georgia's Senate runoffs take place Tuesday, and on Wednesday, the Electoral College will do a final count of the 2020 election. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz tells Fox News his objections.
Look, we're at an extraordinary time in our country's history. We went into this election with the country deeply divided, deeply polarized, and we've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position in a assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of frauds. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration, but I think we have an obligation to the voters and we have an obligation to the Constitution to ensure that this election was lawful.
Tens of millions of Americans believe the election was filled with voter fraud and corruption. The only way to give the American people confidence in our republic is to put the election through a fine-tooth comb. Without doing so, we'll leave half the country feeling disenfranchised. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.